Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. As usual, there's a lot I'd like to cover during the show today. I have four segments in doing so. So I'll do what I can during the time allotted. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're being booked up again, folks, and they're coming in pretty quick. So with that said, if you'd like to book us, give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles over there from contributors across the country that are in the culture war. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Social media platforms are also over there. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the left side of the page and subscribe to that page. Go to the top, SOL Radio Live. Also, go over to my friend Michael Roach's page, which is beforeitsnews.com. beforeitsnews.com. Top left side of the page. And if you want to call in, please do. That number's 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want you guys to go ahead and check this video out. You'll also hear the audio on 157 radio stations across the country. And by the way, thank you for making us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. Now, with that said, I want to play this for you, and I want you to tell me, who is Ron DeSantis talking about? I need to know. Okay, so they're playing the divide and conquer card. House Democrats held a news conference earlier this morning. This softball coming from a state-run media outlet, a useful idiot, throwing a softball to Governor DeSantis. Interestingly enough, it sounds like he's all teed up to give the answer, but again, that's how they play the game. Questions being proposed right now to Ron DeSantis, but I'm going to ask you the question before it gets to the point so I don't have to break into it again. Who is Ron DeSantis talking about in response to this said useful idiot for the mainstream media?
Earlier this morning, when they were condemning the migrant flight,
so they're being accused of being traffickers. Well, in fact, folks, if you want to define what a trafficker is, it's exactly what Abbott and DeSantis are doing, just for the record, okay?
Is there a second migrant flight going from Texas to...
Now listen to the response.
So when Biden is flying these people all over the fruited plain in the middle of the night, I didn't hear a peep out of those people.
So, in other words, what DeSantis is responding with now is, when Biden did it, I didn't hear a peep out of anybody. When Biden did it, I didn't hear a peep out of anybody said DeSantis, okay? This is, in fact, what Ron DeSantis is guilty of. So who's he talking about, the current administration or himself? But it shows you they're both guilty of doing the same exact things. So what's the difference between Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott, and that of Joe Biden? Absolutely nothing. I'm going to play this out, let you hear some more of this contrived narrative.
Okay, I didn't hear a peep.
And the American people are right there to support DeSantis to the equivalent of $177 million. When Joe Biden does it, it's bad. When Ron DeSantis does it, I'm going to support him with my money and setting record amounts of fundraisers. Okay, $177 million. This is the willfully stupid individuals in this country that have no idea between their right hand and their left hand. And again, it is a word and it is true and it applies here that if Joe Biden did it, folks, they're condemning Joe for committing the act of treason. When Ron DeSantis does it for committing the act of treason, doing the same exact thing that Joe Biden is doing, they give him a round of applause as do they give them their financial support. It's hypocrisy and it stinks to high heaven, folks. Ron DeSantis is guilty of doing the exact same thing Joe Biden is doing. Let's listen some more.
Heard a peep about all the people that have been told by Biden you can just come in, and they're being abused by the cartels, they're drowning in the Rio Grande. You had 50 that died in some shed in Texas. I heard no outrage about any of that. I haven't heard outrage about all the fentanyl that's come across the border.
So what he's doing is actually acknowledging the crimes of those that are coming into the United States of America. And don't forget what I shared with you just 2 days ago, friends, that these are Marxists and communists and Muslims concerning those that are being illegally imported by DeSantis and Abbott in the United States of America. Okay? Don't forget about all that. And again, I want you to pay attention to the fact that when Biden does it, it's condemned. When Ron DeSantis does it, the people are there in support. Not just hand clap, folks, but setting records of the equivalency to $177 million. No, I'm not making this up, folks. Check this out. Oh, by the way, Jeremiah 5:21 is the scripture reference that you want to actually point to in the sense of taking the time to open up your Bibles and reading for yourself exactly what exactly I am saying in response to this foolishness. You have ears, but you hear not. You have eyes, but you hear not. This is ridiculous, folks, to say the least, as to what is in fact happening here in the United States of America. And again, the crowd erupts after DeSantis, folks, after DeSantis does it. But again, when Joey does it, everybody condemns it. They're both committing the same act of treason against the American people. Article 3, Section 3, we also highlighted, folks, yesterday or the day before, the actual code that they are both violating. And as a matter of fact, what the American people are responsible to do now at this point is to impeach them, Article 2, Section 4, and prosecute both of them for treason against the American people. And again, pay attention to the hypocrisy of the American people here. It's okay, again, when Ron DeSantis or Greg Abbott does it, they get standing ovations for doing it by the American people. But when Joe Biden does the exact same thing, just to show you folks there's no difference between Joe Biden committing the act of treason and Ron DeSantis or Greg Abbott committing the act of treason, they're all in it together. If this doesn't prove that they're all wearing the same jersey, what will in the eyes of the American people? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Hello friends, this is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Talking about who is Ron DeSantis talking about here? The current administration, Joe Biden's criminal and treasonous administration? Or is he talking about him and his criminal administration? Because there is no difference between who is guilty of committing the crime of allowing illegal immigrants to come into the United States of America. See, the American people still haven't figured out that they're on the same team. Joe Biden advocates for illegals, allures illegals to come into the United States of America. Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis do nothing but complain about Joe Biden. And what do? They want to get back at Joey. And so what they're going to do at this point is now entertain the American people out of their own freedoms, because they already trust that the American people have been dummied down far enough to actually believe everything that they're doing, as if to suggest it's legitimate in any sense of the word. No, it's all done under false pretenses. These are all clowns in the circus of politics. Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott are illegally importing them into America. Okay, so they're only reinforcing Joe Biden's global agenda. And this is judgment, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. The foreigners will be made the head, and you'll be made the tail. It's interesting, folks. There was a bit of a correlation this morning, because I noticed that there's some new news out there right now talking about how people are becoming disabled now. And these are the people that took the experimental jabs in record numbers, okay? And we have been following this through every step of the way, and no, we haven't forgot about it, because if we forget about it, they're going to do it again. Okay? And you can rest assured they're going to do it again. So that's why I keep bringing these things back to remembrance. But here, what you need to understand, folks, is the fact that there are record numbers of people that are just growing disabled. These are people that took the experimental shots. What does that have to do with this? Because at the same time, simultaneously, all these illegals are coming into the United States of America. I got a question for all of you smart people out there. Romans 1:22. Professing themselves to be wise, but have become fools. One question for you. Who do you think is going to facilitate all of the jobs that the Americans are now disabled. In other words, those that the disabled can no longer occupy. Who do you think's taking on those jobs? You can't make this up. And I cannot over reiterate the point that the American people are giving this guy $177 million of support. And I'm talking about Ron DeSantis. Well, he's doing the same exact thing Biden is doing. And now we have Ron DeSantis sitting there complaining about what Joey's doing. Folks, this is how you fill the seats. Promote the fight. And DeSantis and Abbott are on the front page all day and all week long. And the mainstream media would have you know it. But the reason I'm bringing it is because you need to understand that it is real and that this is a judgment upon a disobedient nation. I'm making the word of God applicable to every step that we take and every issue that we deal with in this country on a daily basis. And it is applicable. And we're in trouble because we have despised the word of God to the destruction not only of our own country, but our own souls as well. And I'm talking about Proverbs 13:13. I want you to listen to some more of this propaganda that's being thrown at you right now. And again, everything that Ron DeSantis is doing right now, I told you 2 years ago, this is exactly what he would do, and it's exactly what he is doing. And they're doing nothing but slinging mud at Joe Biden, while in fact they're guilty of doing the same thing that they're accusing Joe Biden of. And am I justifying Joe? No. They're both committing the act of treason. The American people should deal with them both lawfully and quickly for their own sakes, folks, and prosecute both of them in sending the message that we're not going to put up with this. But is that what they're doing? No. That's not at all what they're doing, folks. That's not at all what they're doing. And that's what they should be doing.
Hungry, homeless, they had no opportunity at all. The state of Florida, it was volunteer, offered transport to sanctuary jurisdictions. Because it's our view that, one, the border should be...
There is no such thing as sanctuary cities. Illegal immigration is illegal immigration. Okay? Illegal immigration is illegal immigration. There's no such thing as a sanctuary city. It's unconstitutional, just like so many other things federal and state government representatives are doing on a daily basis. They're creating authority. They're assuming authority out of thin air because they know they can get over on the simple. And the American people are encouraging them by acting as the fools that they are now becoming even more so. And again, you say, well, Bradley, that's not love. Oh, really? Show me in Scripture where it's not love to tell the truth. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God for what? Reproof, correction, and instructions in righteousness. And these are the very three things that have been left void concerning the preachers of the day, folks. They don't want to point the finger. They don't want to do their job. Well, how are they going to repent? How are they going to get saved if they don't realize they're the ones violating God's moral law? Romans 3:20. There is no law, there's no sin, Romans 4:15. I'll get into more of that in just a couple minutes, but let's watch more of this little game being played out.
And we want Biden reinstitute policies like remain in Mexico and making sure that people aren't overwhelming.
Now Ron's saying he wants Biden to reinstitute policy, which undermines our law, by the way, by keeping people in Mexico. That's not at all what Ron DeSantis is doing. That's not at all what Greg Abbott is doing. They're taking those people and they're using them and dispersing them onto the streets, thus endangering the lives of the American people while they're being entertained. They're not paying attention that these men that are playing this game, that have on the same jersey, that are pushing forth the same agenda, are in fact endangering their lives.
But short of that, if you believe in open borders, then it's the sanctuary jurisdictions that should have to bear the brunt of the open borders. So that's what we're doing. But what happened was, They were provided an ability to be in the most posh sanctuary jurisdiction maybe in the world. And obviously it's sad that Martha's Vineyard people deported them the next day. They could have absorbed this. They chose not to. But what it shows is if 50 was a burden on one of the richest places in our country, what about all these other communities that have been overrun with hundreds or thousands? It shows you when now these policies are on the front burner, people need to be talking about Biden. Biden can't defend his policies of open borders. It's doing huge damage.
It's doing huge damage to our country, but yet Ron DeSantis is dispersing them into cities across the United States of America. He wants you to believe that it's Joe Biden doing it when, in fact, it's himself and Greg Abbott that are doing it. Again, what begs the question, friends, who is guilty? They all three are, folks, of doing the same things. So here's DeSantis again talking about all of the bad things that come with these illegals, but in fact, he's the one bringing them into the United States of America. Oh, one question that needs to be begged here as well, friends, for all of you Donald Trump supporters, where's all those walls that were created? Nobody's acknowledging any wall that's been created, are they? Nope, they're talking about building it still. Remember how that was going to be so easy, and how remember how it went from $4 billion to $25 billion, only to find out when he left that not one inch of new wall was ever constructed. Not one inch. And here we are again. Now the American people have been so dummied down that they think Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis are actually doing them a favor when in fact they're doing exactly what Joe Biden would have them do, and that's to disperse them into the United States of America. And guess what, friends? That's exactly what they're doing. I wanted to show you this. This is Governor Abbott, who's on the heels of Ron DeSantis. Did you know that he is importing them? He is bringing them into America. 11,000 illegal immigrants into America, and again, he's being praised for it by the American people. Okay? I want to show you something that you might not have seen here, because I did an article this morning called Governor Abbott on the heels of Ron DeSantis imports 11,000 illegal immigrants into America and is being praised for it by the American people. I also noticed that the mainstream media, not a one, and I took this from Fox News, not a one of them acknowledged that they are in fact illegal immigrants. They just called them migrants. Do you see how this is all being played? It's all a word game, friends. It really is. This is all deception, but it's really easy to detect if you're doing your homework, if you're wide awake, Ephesians 5:14. But if you're sleeping, friends, well, rest assured, that's when the enemy sows the tares, and one day you're going to wake up, you're going to be out of a job, your kids are going to be made slaves again. Oh, that's way too far-fetched. Oh, you better do some of your homework, friends, because at the end of the day, those foreigners that are coming in are taking over little by little, incrementally, by the very politicians that many Americans are supporting today. I don't know, and I do not understand where the American people do not see the correlation as to the difference, or should I say, in asking the question, what is the difference between Joe Biden, Ron DeSantis, and Greg Abbott? There's absolutely no difference. And as I was just playing that video from Ron DeSantis, he's highlighting everything that he's guilty of, just like Joe Biden is, and just like Greg Abbott is. So friends, again, let me ask you the question, who's he talking about? The current administration or himself? Because both are guilty of the same things. So how is Ron right, but Biden's wrong? The law condemns them both. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. America's top diplomat says Russia's president can't get away with destroying the international order with his war in Ukraine. Speaking to the UN Security Council, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Putin began this conflict and he can end it.
If Russia stops fighting, the war ends. If Ukraine stops fighting, Ukraine ends.
Mortgage rates are only going higher. That's according to Freddie Mac, which says the 30-year fixed mortgage rate came out Thursday to an average of around 6.3% for the week that ended today. Those who have had COVID are more likely to develop brain injuries. A study published in Nature Medicine looked into brain health across 44 disorders from millions of American veterans. It showed that brain disorders occurred in 7% more of participants who had previously had COVID compared with another group. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so I've been just dropping that on you little by little, paying attention to the details. And again, this is the very definition of the circus of politics. They're both guilty. Here's another way of showing their guilt, friends. And I've said this before. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. And isn't it interesting, the message to the American people is our said representatives cannot obey the law and enforce the law against what they call the left, but the left can break the law at will. Is anybody paying attention to all of this? Put that up against Matthew 5:13. You see it all day long. Oh, the left is mad, so they got their way. The left is mad, so they got their way. The left is mad, so they got their way. Is this the best that you have as to what you have defined as to being the right Americans? To allow the left to do what they do? Because that's all you hear from the right. And I highlight this continuously, too. It's embarrassing. It shows you how weak the right is. And by the way, the powers that are tolerated would have you receive that very message. There's 329.5 million people, putting it into perspective, tolerating, okay, the crimes of less than 1.7% of the population. Hey, all of you good guys that would call yourselves or define yourselves as being the right, what are you running from? Proverbs 28 verse 1 tells us that the wicked flee when none pursueth. but the righteous are made bold as lions. The enemies, folks, would be fleeing from the church and the righteous throughout the land, concerning those that would be on the offensive rather than on the defensive. Hey, Americans, God's on your side if you're establishing righteousness according to His Word. Okay, and so are the laws found within the United States of America. So again, what are you running from? This is all a circus. This is all smoke and mirrors. This is all a dog and a pony show. That's all this is. This is how they're deceiving you out of your own country. This is how they're raping you. This is how they're pillaging you, friends. You have to believe the propaganda. And the problem is too many people believe it. Yet they say they don't. Romans 1:18. Folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do so. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. I want to switch things up really quick in just a moment here, but I'm going to take Mary from Phoenix. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Mary. How are you? And welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I always want to call you Pastor.
I'm not a pastor.
I just feel like you are. I just want you to know that I've listened carefully to you, and I totally agree with you about Ron DeSantis and Abbott. I'm here in Arizona, and we have a governor, Ducey, and there's a French word for shower, and I'll let you figure out the rest of that. That's what I call him. But anyway, when I see Trump, I get a sick feeling, because he takes a firm stand in being the father of the vaccine, and yet he has killed so many American soldiers, American military, and babies and young children, and he will not step away. And it's really killing me that Pfizer has a chokehold on America, that he took money from Pfizer. And people just aren't seeing it. They think of Trump as a hero. There were so many things he could have done, and he didn't. And I think that Jared Kushner is a horrific, horrible human being. I saw a video he made where he's like that that World Economic Forum guy. And Jared Kushner said that we're living in a time where people can live forever.
Yeah.
And it came out of his mouth. And I was like, what is wrong with you? And why is Trump like listening to you? And when Trump is in office, he had the opportunity to get rid of Burke, and he put in Fauci, that demon Fauci. But Burke wanted to have a lockdown of America. That's the only good thing by not having her in, because she wanted to lock down America because of this thing. But real quick, there's a website, Sergeant Report, SGT Report, and he had, if you look at it on your time, he showed documents from Australia, Department of Defense documents from Australia, where they refer to the COVID vaccine as a Schedule 4 poison. Every time they wrote down in their Department of Defense document, the COVID-19, as they would put next to it, a Schedule 4 poison, and sometimes they had a Schedule 8. So I pray for God to help us, because...
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Mary. You can pray for the Lord to help you all day long, but until the people help themselves, God's not going to help them. He's already shown His mercy by giving us the Word, and it's the Word that they reject to their own demise. And when the Lord talks about in the book of Jeremiah that there are people that are revolted in heart, there comes a point where the Lord says, you know what, and like in the book of Amos, I'm going to drop the plumb line. There is no more. I believe that we are, without a shadow of a doubt, we are in the times where the plumb line is dropped and there is no more. Either you're going to repent or you're going to be destroyed. You're going to either live for the blood or you're going to be condemned by the blood. And we're in the latter right now because there's too many people just talking about what you know we need to do rather than doing it. And there's a, believe me, there's a whole lot of them. I get emails all day long. I get phone calls. I get texts. This is what you need to do next, Bradley. This is what you need to do next. It's like, no. I'm running and I'm plowing my row. It's time for the rest of the people to pick up their plow and do the same things that we're doing here. And the fact of the matter is, going back to what you originally said, remember what Albert Pike said, the head of the Masons, okay? He said, when the people need a hero, we will deliver him up. That is Donald Trump. That is Donald Trump. And when you look at it, the history of Donald Trump, how he was groomed in a favorable light for 30 years, and I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but how he calls himself the most pro-life president ever in the history of America. Folks, it's been illegal since day one in this country. And there's a reason that in many minds, people need to understand, all the way up until 73, it was illegal. And now for some reason or another, they believe that the government can sanction it illegally. And now it's legal. It's never been legalized. But all the way up until 1973, the laws were enforced. And Americans, you should ask the question before taking those laws down as to why they were put up. Okay, they were there to protect life. And there is no constitutional provision for murdering a baby anywhere. It's illegal in this country. And what are you hearing today? Again, through the propagandists, Indiana says, you know what, we're going to put a sanction on that. We're going to stop it. They can go ahead and murder their babies if they want to. We're seeing this in Minnesota. We're seeing this all across the country. This for the American people to sit down on this one, we all are going to pay the piper, 2 Kings 22, verse 4. And I'm talking about the fact that the Lord will not overlook the shedding of innocent blood. We will be judged for that. All of us, even the bad guys. But here's the thing. The bad guys have gotten away with it since 1973 because the good people allowed them to do it. And it's the same thing on so many different plateaus, friends, concerning issues that we're dealing with, from prayer to the Ten Commandments to abortion to homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. It's almost like, really, people? You're inviting destruction. You're inviting it when you disobey the word of God. And again, let me reiterate the point. So many of you love God so much that you disobey him at every given opportunity. And what do you have? Go ahead, take a look around. You do nothing from the pulpits and in politics. You do nothing but highlight the crimes committed against you rather than you being the law under God, being empowered by the Holy Ghost, Acts 5:32, and dealing with them. You have Christians in this country don't even know the Lord. They don't even know his word. John 7:17, and yet that's the first prerequisite. They don't know his commandments because they don't take the time to know them, because they don't love God. They just honor him with their lips, but yet their hearts are far from him. Period. You know, and how do you say this? But you got to say it. America, you deserve everything you're getting right now. And I'm talking about those that profess to be something that you are clearly not. You're nothing but a bunch of hypocrites, pretenders. You go out there and you profess something that you are not. And that segues perfectly into what I'm bringing about right now. And by the way, I wanted to show Mary this in Phoenix. The first deal Donald Trump did, this was in February of 2018, it was reported on CNS News. And by the way, I believe it was the Washington Post that did the same thing, to their credit. Despite promising to defund Planned Parenthood, Donald Trump, the first one of his first acts was to sign a budget Friday, which passed by the Republican-led Congress that fully funds the nation's largest abortion provider. And if you look at the bills that Donald Trump signed, they fully funded our enemies. They fully funded our enemies. Okay? The wall was never built. 55 new legislative acts, unconstitutional, undermining your Second Amendment. First 500 days of his administration. funded Muslims within the United States three times over. Ask Tom Fitton, Judicial Watch. I've showed the American people a thousand times. But if you don't want to come together and right the wrongs, well, then guess what? The wrong's going to win, right? And they're going to be dealt with as well. So that's where things are at. Well, listen, when I come back, I just seen a post, and this segues perfect into what I want to cover here. If there was a church for perfect people, it would be empty. This is a post. If there was a church for perfect people, it would be empty. I mean, as if to suggest that's a bad thing. We're not supposed to sit there and live inside of the church. That's a barracks to get built up and go out into the world and seek and save that which is lost.
As the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kathy from Minnesota. I thank God for the Sons of Liberty Radio Ministry. In a time where truth is hard to come by, I am confident that I can count on Bradley Dean. Bradley is not afraid to say the things that need to be said that others are shy away from. Thank you for courageously setting a biblical example for others to follow.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Is there a calculator that can't compute in your kitchen drawer? Recycle it at Staples. A shredder that won't shred under your bed? Or a collection of cables cluttering up your closet? Recycle them now at Staples. With Staples Free Tech Take Back, we'll recycle your old tech free. Plus, rewards members get $5 back in rewards. So if you have modems, mice, and mobile phones making a mess of your home, recycle them now at Staples. Limit one reward per month. Redeemable in-store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, this is awkward, but this bike says he'd appreciate it if you removed his skull-patterned saddlebags. He feels self-conscious about them around all the other bikes, and he says you're not fooling anyone. You mostly ride with your golfing buddies. Listen, I'm just the messenger here. Oh, no, I don't want to say that. I think you made yourself clear.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So a guy by the name of A.W. Tozer said this, okay? 1-866-582-9933. You got a couple calls up there right now, GCN. The second caller, name, and where they're from, please. A.W. Tozer said this. If I see aright, the cross of popular evangelism in America is not the cross of the New Testament. Absolutely it's not. He said, it is rather a new bright ornament upon the bosom of a self-assured and carnal Christianity. Absolutely. It appeals to the carnality of man, the reprobate state. He said, the old cross slew men. Yep, that's right. The new cross entertains them. That's right. It went from, if Christ be in me, Right? I'm thinking of Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about how people's feelings are hurt because God didn't answer their prayers, didn't give them an idol in his place. I mean, it's just so completely upside down and backwards. They don't know the power of God unto salvation. And why? Because they don't know the cross. They've never denied themselves. They've never taken up the cross. They've never followed the Christ. Right? They're still trying to figure out what they can get from the Lord. They want his hand rather than his heart. That's idolatry. He said, A.W. Tozer did, the old cross slew men. The new cross entertains men. The old cross condemned sin in the flesh. The new cross amuses men. The old cross destroyed confidence in the flesh. The new cross encourages it. Exactly right. And you better not, in a church in America today, you better not correct, instruct, or reprove. Because if you do, you're judging. Oh my goodness. So they defined love to mean hate, and then they wonder why, when you do love according to Scripture, people in the world say that you're judging. No, we're making reference to the judge's word, and the judge, who's a merciful God, by giving you an opportunity to repent before him for violating his moral law, Exodus 20, which drives you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Folks, that is the mercy of God. They've mistaken that love for now hate, and they wonder why the world says you're hating on them when you're making reference to the law that condemns their crime. I mean, a prime example of that is the whole sodomite agenda. You haters, you haters, you haters. Wait a second. Hate doesn't tell the truth. Love does that. It's completely upside down in so many different ways. Someone just said if there was a church for perfect people, it would be empty. I said, but we are being perfected. We are being perfected, folks. Listen to me carefully, real quick. Christ is the standard. Excuses are not the standard. But yet men lean into their excuses rather than leaning into the Word and being infused by the Holy Ghost so that they might awake and look just like the Son. They don't want that. They want their life, and yet Jesus said to he who tries to save his life will lose his life, and he who loses his life will save it. Oh, Spurgeon was right when he said a time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have the clowns entertaining the goats. It's exactly where we're at in America today. It's exactly where we are at in America today. Exactly there. Paul said this, he said, one thing I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, right? He said in verse 12, Philippians 3, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after that if I may apprehend, for which I am also apprehended of Christ Jesus, okay? He said, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, holding the mind of Christ. Holding the mind of Christ. Oh my goodness, folks. I did a little word search on this, and it's absolutely astounding, and I cross it all the time. Doesn't the Bible tell us in the New Testament, 5:48, Matthew 5:48, therefore you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Can you do that? Absolutely not. It's a work of the Holy Ghost, but we can obey lest we should be considered castaways. 1 Corinthians 9:27. I think of James 1:18. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he's tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Let no man say that when he's tempted, that he's tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is drawn away of his own lust, and when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Right? Isn't that what Scripture tells us? Yeah. You know, a guy said this just the other day, and it was It was a mumble jumble of words, but I understood what he said. And it says, I count him braver who overcomes his desires than him who conquers his enemies. For the hardest victory is over self. Well, guess what? That's the obedience of the grace that operates through our lives, is to obey that word. Read Romans 6. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that we have obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto us. Folks, you obey what it is that you love, period. If you love the Lord more than you love sin, you are going to obey the Lord. You are going to hold to his word, and you're going to ask the Lord to create in you a clean heart and renew a right spirit within you. That's exactly what we're going to be praying for, right? I'm just looking at scripture here. It just talks about perfection over and over and over again. Perfection, 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 perfection. And for some reason, the American people in the American church, they hate the word perfect. No, because then they don't have an excuse to hang on to their sin. Real grace is an empowerment to restrain men from sin. That's what real grace is. Check it out. Cross-check me. Webster's 1828. Got to take a quick phone call here. Bob, can we make this quick, please? I got 3 minutes, and I got a couple more phone calls. But welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yes. Bradley, you're the greatest Christian shoulder ever on the media. I hate them. Put another project on you, but I would really love if there could be a synopsis after each of your programs that references the Bible verse and the minute of your talk and maybe a key word. I'm trying to get other people to speak up at commissions, councils, and boards. I spoke at school board Monday night, got a standing ovation from some, and Tuesday morning I spoke at commissioner's court. I think the ammunition that you have, you need a book or an encyclopedia or a 3-volume Blackstone on what you're doing. So anyway, I'm going to hang up.
Let's talk. Short. Yes, let's talk, Bob. You go ahead and give the call. Give me a call on Monday at the office, would you? Let's talk for a couple minutes.
Okay.
I appreciate it. By the way, I have Blackstone right behind me. I appreciate that. We have Betty calling from Wisconsin. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Betty? We have about 2 minutes.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I love what you're doing. I wish I would have heard about you a very long time ago.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that I never agreed with what this DeSantis and Abbott are doing. I do believe that the people of wherever these sanctuary cities are, they do want them people. They're going to take them babies, rape, and murder them.
Yeah,
but you're not going to hear about it.
Yeah, see, that's another show that we do, Betty, is we do highlight the crimes of illegal immigrants. If they come into America illegally, that defines them out to be transgressors of the law, 1 John 3:14. They're criminals. What sort of people do you think that they're going to be in our communities once they come over here illegally? We do go ahead.
They're going to train them boys to do exactly what they want them to do.
That's right. And what's worse is we already know that they're Marxists. We know that they're communists. So when they come over to America and they see our politicians acting just like the countries that they came from, they're going to be thinking, oh, man, look at all this free stuff. Welcome home. This is just like leaving Mexico or Puerto Rico or wherever we're coming from. And we're coming over to America and all of this. Why? Why, folks, it's free and we totally appreciate it. And it's on your dime, Americans. I'll give you the last word, Betty.
I thought this long before this subject was even brought up. And thank you for taking my call. And please don't ever give up. And I got one thing I'd like to ask you offline.
Okay.
Off the air.
Okay. Can I give you the number to the offices, please? 1-866.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. I'm doing my best here, folks. We're doing live radio, but we're also accommodating. 1-866-233-0747.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Governor Abbott, on the heels of Ron DeSantis, imports 11,000 illegal immigrants into America, and they are being praised for it by the American people. What is the difference, going back to the full circle, to the beginning of the show, what is the difference between Greg Abbott, Ron DeSantis, and Joe Biden? I'm going to give you the answer. Absolutely nothing. They're committing the act of treason, and they are endangering the American people by illegally importing them into your own backyards. Folks, you better start talking for your own sakes, because pretty soon it's going to be your house, it's going to be your community. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.